Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The U.S. directors and officers liability market had their most favorable loss experience in more than a decade in 2024. But premium is on the decline with emerging risks around every corner. With me today is Christopher Graham, Senior Industry Research Analyst of AM Best Industry Research and Analytics Area, to discuss a new report on the D&O segment. Chris, as always, great to see you.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me today.
So, Chris, can you take us through the significance of this favorable loss experience and what that indicates?
Sure. First off, let's clarify that, you know, we're drawing inferences here on the development. We don't have specific development from Schedule P for directors and officers liability insurance. We are taking inferences from the other liability claims made line, of which directors and officers is a significant portion. That line was showing $1 billion in favorable development across the industry for both accident years 2021 and 2022. So we are seeing, you know, a lot of reserve takedowns from those years. And it's going, that's what drove the good results for the calendar year, is these reserve takedowns on the older years. That's somewhat of an indication that the pricing for those years was probably a little high and giving justification for some of the rate cuts that we've seen.
Now, the report touches on some adverse reserve development from an earlier soft market period. What role might that have going forward?
You know, this is interesting. So, yes, we had a soft market in the late teens, pretty much 2016 through 2019. We're still seeing reserve development on those years. And what's really interesting is that we still see a disproportionate amount of open claims from those years, indicating that some more reserve development might be coming. This is always interesting with D&O. You're talking about something that's, when you talk about the insurance underwriting cycle and supply and demand, Mark, yeah, this is a big place where you see, there is some underpricing, I guess, in that soft market. And it led to, some really poor results for those accident years, which we still see are getting worse. Well, that gave us significant price increases, which also brought with it a flood of new entrants into the market, which then brought the pricing down and leads us, to the market where we are now.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So, speaking of pricing then, what are the takeaways around pricing?
Pricing has it begun to moderate. It's still favorable for buyers. It still looks to be a good deal for the buyers, the current pricing. Much of the results we think are coming from the terms and conditions that were built into the policies during the last hard market. Those haven't changed. So this is truly a pricing decrease that we saw. Now, when we talk about the premium decreasing for the last several years, that's something that's somewhat been demand driven. That the 2020 through 2022, we saw a flurry of IPOs, and those fell off significantly in 23 and 24. They started to come back a little bit in the fourth quarter of 24. And with that, we saw a premium increase. If you look at the quarterly premium for D&O, what we see is a yearly decrease really all occurred in the first quarter. And now the demand for D&O coverage is increasing as we're seeing some increase in M&A activity. What does that do for buyers of D&O insurance in the long term? Well, again, you have supply and demand at play, and with a lot of capacity and limited demand, pricing kept decreasing. Well, now you're starting to see some of that turn around, with the increased demand for D&O coverage.
Second half is just around the corner. What are the challenges for the segment as we move forward?
Right now, you have a lot of macroeconomic uncertainty. What's going to happen with the tariffs? What impact is that going to have on merger and acquisition activity? What impact is that going to have on results? And with that, share prices. You know, what type of loss, legal activity could that be? There's still worries about social inflation and third-party litigation funding, where you have outside investors using a court case as an investment for them. And what impact does that have on social inflation? You know, all indications we see is that it pushes the losses up. So, you know, those are a couple things. Cybersecurity risks and disclosures. How much of that's going to fall on the directors and officers if they don't have adequate cyber protections in place, including, you know, their cyber insurance policy? You know, what exposure do they have to loss from a cyber attack? So those are all sorts of things that leave the D&O market in a little bit of uncertainty right now. Hopefully things will, you know, become a little more stable. But right now, there's quite a bit of macroeconomic uncertainty, so it's hard to say what's going on with the D&O market.
Plenty to think about. Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you for having me, John.
That was Christopher Graham, Senior Industry Research Analyst of AM Best Industry Research and Analytics Team. You can find the full report online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.